David.
Hi, David. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. I was following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm probably going to cancel y'all services.
Okay, so let me give you some options, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 9th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come February 9th, that would have reoccurred to $498, and it continues to do so until this settles. But let me ask you, how come you're wanting to cancel?
Well, give me a quick second, and I'm going to bring... Give me a second.
Sure.
So one of the issues I've been having is, you know, it was the person I talked to when I first signed up with you guys.
Okay.
You know, it was guaranteed, you know, Google My Business page. Help with the marketing on, you know, Facebook and Yelp and pretty much getting my business farther out there.
Okay.
Well, as far as I've seen, I haven't seen anything running on Yelp, which is what I was told would be happening with my account, is they, you know, start with the marketing on Yelp. They've only put one ad on Facebook, which hasn't really gone anywhere. So I've been the main one doing all of the ads and everything else on my Facebook account. Plus Google My Business hasn't even been set up yet. So it's just, I've been doing all the work, haven't really received any kind of help. So at some point it's like, okay, what am I actually, like, no offense, but what am I actually paying out for?
Got it. Okay. So one thing I want to let you know, David, is first page placement on Google does take 45 to 60 days, and we put that in our terms and conditions because we want everybody to have a proper expectation. Now, yes, we can do the Facebook ads quicker. Those get up and running right away. And in the time that you've been with us, I'm on your dashboard, and it's showing me that you've had 44 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads already. However, if you're also running Facebook ads, you don't really have to duplicate those and have us run them as well. But there's a lot more than one ad that's been running since you've been with us. But if you took the Facebook ads off, it would lower your subscription to $149. Okay, so each month when you pay us $249, we take $100 off the top and we send it to Facebook to run those ads. But again, if you're already paying for Facebook ads, you know, some people choose to have us manage them, which is great, but if you want to continue to do your own, we absolutely can take those off, because the value to what we do is in the Google placement. Okay, now there's only one very important part of the puzzle that it looks like has to be completed on your end, and that's the Google video verification. Did you get that taken care of yet?
Yes, it's been over a week, and I've already done it. It's been pending for well over a week now.
Let me check here 1 second. Because they even reached out to you today to remind you to do that. So I'm wondering, did you use the link in the email that we sent you, or did you just go straight to your Google business page and try to video verify it that way, or how did you do it?
So as far as I know, it's the one inside the link that they sent me, because
okay.
It sent me straight. it sent me straight to, so, cause all my stuff is done on my phone, it sent me straight to Google Maps, to the business verification spot.
Okay.
You know, already I did the, what do you call it? Verification video, over a week ago, and I'm still waiting. It's still pending.
Okay, so one second here. I'm going to ask the verification department. It sounds to me, and I'm not a technician. All I usually do is just call out and collect failed payments, but it sounds to me like you might have a duplicate listing. So you probably set up a Google business page the same time we set up a Google business page, and we're trying to get it video verified, you're trying to get it video verified, but that's one of the number one things that will throw a red flag with Google is if there's duplicate listings out there. So one thing I'm going to do once my verification department chats me back, and they will. Usually they'll get back to me within like 90 seconds or 2 minutes, so I'll hear from them shortly. But once they get back to me, I want to, if for some reason they don't see that the video verification is pending on our end, then I'm going to notify them that there's a duplicate, and then they'll contact Google to get them merged together. That way you won't have a red flag anymore with Google. So sometimes, you know, something as simple as that. Do you remember that Google business page that you tried to verify? Was that one that you created on your own?
No, this is one that you guys created because I've looked at the photos.
We created it.
Yes, I've looked at the photos and everything, and they're not photos I've put on. It's photos I've used.
Okay. Okay, so good. Then my hunch was wrong because James just got back to me. And he put, yes, this is still in processing status. I made a ticket with Google to see what the holdup is. So let me ask him, what is the ETA from now? And just see what he says. Because he usually will know, oh, Google gets back within 3 days or within 7 days. So he'll know what the answer to that is. But very good. I wonder why Sherry reached out to you this morning then, if you already did the Google video. That's strange. I'm going to let her know that it's completed, and then let me ask James. I'll just put the already did the video verification, correct? So I always tell people that it's the second and third month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition because of that 45-day time frame, right? So even if you were to cancel the program, it's almost like taking the initial money that you spent and just throwing it down the toilet, because while we're in progress of getting everything up and running, you cancel it, and then you never get to see the benefit of being on the first page. So, you know, what I would do probably in your scenario, if you're already doing your own Facebook ads, is we could definitely take those off and lower your subscription to $149 and continue with it for another month or two, because that's when you're going to start seeing an explosion of results where clients are calling you, you're getting return on it, people are hiring you, and at that point, you'll be a lifelong client because nobody would ever cancel on profit, you know, and I know that you wouldn't either. But right now, it's still in that setup stage. Another thing I'm noticing, because I'm looking at your website, did you do your website or did you hire someone to do it?
I did my website myself.
Okay. So great job. You did an excellent job with it. The only thing I would recommend is put your phone number at the very top somewhere front and center, because what I noticed is I came to your site, I scrolled to the bottom, right? I saw that there was a contact form there, but there's no phone number. And then I scrolled back up to the top and I hit on get quote. Same thing. It takes me to that contact form, and there's no phone number. So sometimes that's a missed opportunity. If somebody, you know, finds your website and they try to call you and they're clicking around looking for your phone number and they don't see one, then sometimes they just click out of it and call the next guy. So, you know, if you have, you know, capability to do so, I think that that would definitely help you too, especially since, you know, once the Google listing gets verified, we'll be promoting it on the first page.
Right.
Okay. So, he said that ticket that he created with Google, it can take up to 5 days. So it's probably, you know, we'll hear from them, I would imagine, by the end of the week, you know, and then I can communicate that with you in the meantime.
Okay.
So what's your thoughts regarding the Facebook ads? Do you want us to continue to manage them, or are you okay if we take those off?
Well, I mean, it's something where, you know, I've already partnered my business my Facebook with a bunch of other, you know, local business dashboards. Groups, you know, different groups, you know, from Denver all the way to Cheyenne, Wyoming. And, you know, honestly, with that, I'm receiving almost double the amount of clips or clicks that, y'all's ads have, because I have right now 6,049 views just off everything I've been doing. And then 71 engagements off all of that.
Very good.
Plus 4 followers, and that's off everything, you know, I've done.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, the ads, it seems like those aren't, you know, they're not really doing much, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, I always tell people it's always good to put the ads on there for the first month or two, because it will jumpstart your profile, make you more relevant to Google, and get you results a little bit quicker. But once you're ranking on Google, you're absolutely not going to need it, because 87% of consumers hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you look at, you know, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Thumbtack, Angie Leads, and kind of put all those other sources into one bucket combined, they're only getting 13%, you know, where 87% hires off of Google. So, I mean, it definitely looks like, you know, you got some good traction having it for the first month. You know, I would probably recommend keeping it on there for a second month, but if you wanted to take it off now just because you have so many tags and so much engagement on your end, you know, I'm definitely okay with doing that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I'll screenshot what I can see and send it to you, because ours shows 3,978 impressions and 45 page engagement, 44 clicks to your site, and 2 clicks to call you from the Facebook ads. So that doesn't mean that you only got 2 calls, but what it means is that if they searched and they saw your ad through a smartphone, they can click to call you. They don't have to actually hang up the phone and dial the number. They can just click on the number they see, right? But if they're on a regular computer or a laptop, chances are they have to go to your website to find your number to call you, you know? So,
right, I mean,
on that note, you must have the number on your Facebook, because it's not on your site, right? I'm going to just take a look at the Facebook here.
Well, no, it's on my site. When you go down on my actual business page, when you click the 3 bars and put push contact information, it literally has phone number, email address.
Oh, let me look here. Oh yeah, I see the phone number on the Facebook page, so that's good. And then, so I go to your site and I scroll down and I click on 3 bars, you said. Is that down at the bottom where the contact form is?
So on my phone, it's at the top.
Oh, it's at the top. What happens when you click on the 3 bars? Does it bring down another?
Yeah, it brings down a menu.
Well, and then what does the menu say? Is it
so
home, our process?
So at the bottom, it should say contact information.
So weird. Check it out later when you're on a regular computer, because it only shows the contact form on, I'm on a desktop and it's only showing that. It doesn't show, there's a Bubbles where we can click here to your Facebook, your X, your Instagram. But I mean, there I can't get the phone number from the desktop. Perhaps on the cell phone format, it's a little bit different. But from here, I can't get it. But the good news is it's on your Facebook. So, you know, if you're spending money on ads or spending energy on ads, then at least you're getting your money's worth there because, you know, the phone number is on the Facebook. So.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'll send you a copy or a screenshot of the results that you're getting through the Facebook ads just so that you can see it. And then we can decide, you know, next time we talk if you want to keep those ads on or not, okay?
That works.
Okay, sounds good. And then as far as the payment, is there another card that you wanted to use, or do you want to just kind of look over these results first and then just kind of decide at that time?
I'll probably look over the results first.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it was kind of, you know, the sales guy I talked to was kind of under the impression, you know, that within the first, you know, X amount of days, I'd already, you know, be receiving, you know, a little bit of business, you know, a little bit of calls. But, you know, with that being said, I haven't literally received anything. So.
Okay.
It's kind of something where I made the budget based on, you know, return, you know, what's, you know, if I'm going to be getting calls back, you know, this, that, and the other thing.
Right. So, it is true what he said through the Facebook ads. You can get calls right away through the Facebook ads, but with Google, it takes a little bit longer, and especially if you just did the video verification last week. You know, you have to give it some time for Google to look at that and approve it and publish it, and then we optimize it to show on the first page, right? So you're not behind schedule. You're definitely right in the middle of your timeline where you're doing everything exactly the way you're supposed to, which is great. But to expect phone calls from Google this early is usually not realistic unless the person already has a Google business page and they add us to it, and then we start optimizing it right away. You know, but for a new business that, you know, doesn't have one, in order to get it, you know, published and verified and optimized, that does take, you know, usually a couple of months to get, you know, it takes hundreds of hours of programming in order to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll send this out to you. And then my name is Tina. If you have any questions at all, David, you'll see my direct line at the bottom of the email, which is extension 777. So if you have any questions, you can call me directly. And then if not, I'll follow up with you maybe sometime towards the end of the week. Okay?
Awesome. I appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate you as well. Have a good rest of your day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye.